is by telling you two ways that's been communicated in the church and around us that is not the gospel. And then finally to tell you exactly what it is. So the first way that people have talked about the gospel, a false gospel, is this. Imagine you're in an ocean and you're struggling to swim. And Jesus is on the shore. And he begins to teach you how to swim. And so you're struggling. Jesus says, oh, just put your arms like this and your arms like that. And all of a sudden you find yourself back on shore. That's not the gospel. And the second way that it's been talked about is you're in an ocean. And you're struggling. You're starting to drown. You're struggling. Flapping your arms left and right. And then Jesus swims out to you, and then you begin to work together, and he becomes like a coach with you. And so together you swim back to shore. That's not the gospel. Gospel is that you're in an ocean and you're struggling and you begin to drown. And your body sinks deep to the depths of the ocean floor. And you die. And Jesus goes into the ocean and he plummets to the depths of where you are. And he raises up your dead carcass upon himself, swims you up, places you upon the beach, and he resurrects you. Friends, we were once dead in our trespasses, and yet made alive by Christ our Lord, who dares to go to the depths of ourselves, to the very ends of ourselves, and finds us, and rescues us, and makes us a new people. People who were once lost, but now are found. A people who were dead, but now are alive. I pray this gospel will rest upon your hearts tonight, and that you would go home and lay upon your pillow, or wherever you sleep, and know that this God has indeed come to you. May you trust in him.